anything.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, welcome to Through the Moonless Night. That was some Gorgoroth. That was the song Gorgoroth as well, off of Antichrist. Thought I'd kick it off with just some good classic black metal. This show is actually going to be this week a lot more physical media than I've been playing on previous shows. Frankly, I have been slammed in my personal life, in a good way, not in like in a tragic way or anything, but I've just been very busy working on a movie, and my work life is very busy, and I'm going on vacation, and there's just so much crap that's happening. And while I do love the show and love, you know, curating some good stuff for everyone, I find that I am finding, as I'm still relatively new to doing this, that it takes quite a bit of time to, you know, curate, especially across different mediums. And so I don't want to sort of run through my entire physical media collection, which is a definite risk doing the show, because while I do have hundreds of CDs and vinyl, I do not have thousands, so I do need to sort of balance with digital. All that said, this is going to be a very heavy physical media day, because I have not had a chance to sort of scour the net for tons of new digital stuff. So a lot of classics from my collection, a lot of stuff that I am just comfortable with, and you know what? I just need some comfort right now, and so Gorgoroth gives me that comfort. And so that was off of their EP, or rather their album, Antichrist, early Gorgoroth, mid-90s stuff. Good. I really honestly prefer that era over sort of when Gall came in, and especially sort of whatever they're doing now, I don't think is really all that great. Kind of feel like when bands experience like great turmoil, like interpersonal turmoil, to the point where they're like litigating with each other, I feel like it poisons the well and kind of just like fucks with the quality of the music. And so I don't know, I feel like there's other examples of that. I mean, I guess Batushka is one of them. I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of them, but anyway, I definitely think that their sort of comeback albums were not anything to sort of cry home about. So anyway, I feel like Gorgoroth kind of got affected by that, so I tend to just listen to their old stuff. So moving into kind of our first block of stuff here, I wanted to play something new that I've been really digging. There's this band called Brazen Horde. They're a U.S.-based band. They just put out their first album, and it's... I've been thinking of it as sort of a mix of kind of, I mean, the label calls it, you know, heavily influenced by Roman Sanko bands. So, you know, Druk and Hate Forest and that really kind of epic dual vocal, like windswept sound. I mean, I guess the band Windswept from Roman Sanko is probably included in that inspiration. But I actually think they sound more similar to like Immortal, and even that side project of Immortal, that band called I, that had bands from, or members rather, from Enslaved and Gorgoroth. So I figured, you know what, I'll play that, I'll play some I, and I already played some Gorgoroth, so I'm kind of keeping things somewhat thematically similar here. So some really good, epic, icy black metal incoming. So we're going to have a bunch of epic stuff also following that. And then we'll kind of get into some different stuff. So I will stop yapping and start getting this queued up for you. This is Through the Moonless Night, and here is some Brazen Horde.
Thou hast dared to mock me and to question the power of Melkor, master of the fates of Arda.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, welcome back. That was some Mephisto off of their debut EP, Megalomania. That was Missing in Action, the first track off of that album. Really good mid-80s, you know, right when Death and Black and all that extreme stuff was starting to take form. That's a really good... you know, I don't actually think that they, taken in total... their early stuff is that great, other than, I guess, you know, the fact that it's kind of ahead of its time, or, you know, one of the few of its contemporaries that was doing something that heavy. I do think they're a little inconsistent, and were, you know, take it, you take those kind of early bands, I think, sometimes at both their best and their worst, because they were experimenting and trying new things, and, you know, sometimes the bursts of inspiration and creativity go, you know, positively and go negatively. And I kind of think that they have some some stuff that doesn't quite work, but when they're hitting, I think they hit really, really good, and I think that that album is a, and that song rather, is a really strong, cool, melodic, you know, bursts of awesome guitar solos mixed with some really heavy thrash and, you know, kind of black metal stuff going on there. So thought I'd play that. That's off of a reissue LP. That's Megalomania and the Puzzle together. I got that from Hell's Headbangers, I think. Before that, we had a block of some kind of epic, very on-the-nose epic stuff. So played some Enciferum off of their debut self-titled album. That was Wind Rider. You know, I don't care too much for what they ended up doing sort of after that album. I think Iron was okay. And, you know, they sort of went the very sugary, folky route after those albums. I think the first two are pretty great, though. And, you know, there was that boon of really good folk Viking stuff in the late 90s and early 2000s. And I think that album kind of sits right in that period. So also just, you know, hits a good soft spot for me as someone who kind of got into metal in the early to mid 2000s, and you know, that was sort of the stuff that I sharpened my teeth on, I guess you could say. So I thought I'd play some of that, and before that played some Summoning, the intro off of Oathbound. That was Boglier. Just some again, very sugary, very kind of on the nose epic stuff, but just really good. And before that we had some Eye, Far Beyond the Quiet, some heavily Bathory influenced stuff from the members of Immortal and Gorgoroth and Enslaved. I wish, you know, I mean, they've only put out that one album. It was a side project, Between Two Worlds. Such a good album. I think it only gets better with time. And, you know, Lightning in a Bottle or whatever you want to call that. I don't think that those guys, if they got together today, would be able to do that. I don't think anything that What's-His-Face from Immortal has done has been really that great in the last 20 years. Same goes, I think, for the guy from Gorgoroth, the drummer guy. Enslaved, I think, you know, you could make an argument they're still staying pretty relevant, but I don't know. I think this was some peak stuff from them in the mid-2000s. Going into the next break, or the next block of music, we had an unfortunate death. One of the members of Bethlehem died, the bassist, and it's sort of weird timing. I did have a Bethlehem song planned for this set anyway, so it's all the more fitting to definitely play that and, you know, give a rest in peace to him. Going to play something off of their iconic Sardanischer Untergang album from the late 90s. And then after that, we'll get into maybe some Oi a little bit, some experimental stuff, and some more raw black metal. But first, some Bethlehem in honor of him. All right, this is Through the Moonless Night. Thank you.